Hey everybody, well if you don't know by now, I'm going to be encouraging you over and over again to do a lot of the same things again. Don't get tired of it, but just know that this is a step in the discipleship process, that we'll continue to do these things, and these things will eventually bring us joy to do. You know, something I've been talking to you a lot about is being persistent in prayer. And I heard a quote one time that has stuck with me that says that we should pray like a relentless salesman. And so I think we've all come into contact with one of those relentless salesmen that no matter how many times we tell them no, or that we're not interested, or we try to change the subject or push them away, that they just keep coming back because they believe in what they're saying. And so this is something that I want to encourage you to do, is to pray like a relentless salesman. When you've got something that you're petitioning God for, if it's healing for something, if it's somebody you're praying for their salvation, there's so many stories out there of people who have prayed for a family member, not just for weeks or months, not just making a little list on a prayer challenge, but people who have prayed for years and even decades, and they get the blessing of seeing that person come to Christ. What if God would use your prayers to do that? So I don't know what it is for you. I know for me, we've got some health issues in my family we've been dealing with for years and years and years. And there are so many times that I have just wanted to give up praying. And then God gives me the strength to remember that He can still answer this prayer. God loves it when we're faithful in prayer. God loves it when we're petitioning Him in prayer. I'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow, but I want you to think of one thing today that you have prayed for, that you haven't seen anything happen with, that you can recommit today to praying like a relentless salesman to God. God's not going to be bothered. He's not going to be annoyed. He's going to be honored with your persistent prayer. So think of that one thing as we pray. Lord, I just thank you so much that you don't get annoyed or disappointed or angry with us when we come to you with persistent prayer. We know that it's not about the amount of words that we use and having flowery prayers, but we know we're called to be persistent, to pray, as we've said so many times, to pray continually, and to present our requests to you, as it says in Philippians. So Father, I just pray that you would give us the reminder that you're hearing our prayers, and that in your time that you can do something beautiful. And so Father, I pray for my own family. I pray for the health in my own family. And I want to commit to just praying for them persistently, Lord. Hear my prayer and heal. For my friends who are out there who have a prayer that just seems so impossible, and because they've prayed so much and nothing's happened, Lord, may this be a faith builder, not a faith detractor. Father, we know that even if we don't get the answer we're looking for, that you're honored. And that's really the whole thing. You created us to honor you, and we're honoring you with our prayers. And so, Lord, we want to come to you like a relentless salesman. And as long as you'll hear our prayers, Lord, and we know that you will always hear our prayers, we will pray to you and thank you that we can come to you and trust you with whatever it is, Lord. We can surrender it to you. In Jesus' name, amen.